Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm so glad you're tuned in to Connected and being a part of what God is going to do today. I have a word from the scripture, and I know it's going to hit home for someone today. It says in Psalm chapter 6, verse 9, "The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer." It is impossible to pray the prayer of faith. It is impossible to believe God. It's impossible to seek His face and Him not answer. He says, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you." And maybe you have prayed for a long time about something. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Sometimes things don't come in our timing. Sometimes God answers in ways that we're not expecting, but it's always better than what we would want, because God can outdo our thoughts. God hears and answers prayer. And so, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, for that one that is distressed, that one that's in fear, that one who has had a report from the doctor, that God, that needs a breakthrough, I thank you, Lord, that you have heard our prayer. Thank you that healing is theirs. It's the children's bread, and we glorify you and we praise you, Father, for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We will be right back. My special guest today is Donna Stavala.
This month, with your love gift of $15 or more, your glorious turnaround featuring Pastor Keith Collins.
Some of us are connected with some of the saints of the past who are now part of that great cloud of witnesses who have this revival heritage and this heritage of being in the midst of moves of God that were transformational and they changed society. But seasons come and go. However, in the midst of the season, as Brother Tim was saying, there's something that begins to happen in the hearts of people. And God always brings revival in the midst of a person or a group of people that begin to cry out, "Lord, there's got to be more."
If you're hungry for a personal revival, this is for you. Your glorious turnaround with the Colasinos and Pastor Keith Collins. Yours with your love gift at he'salive.net or He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
I've been afraid, been confused, doubted everything I thought that I knew, but I felt peace and I've been loved. Got back on my feet, thanking God above. And I know how it feels to walk out of a valley and how it feels. Trusting and believing, and the darkness when the shadows hide the light. Yeah, I know how it feels to survive. I've been alone, felt betrayed. Didn't know if I could stand another day, but I found joy and I had faith. Known the strength that gets me through one more day. And how 'Cause I know how it feels to walk out of a valley, and how it feels to breathe the air that gives me life. I know the silence that comes with trusting and believing, and the darkness when the shadows hide the light. Yeah, I know how it feels to survive. I know how it feels to survive.
Donna is with me today, and it's such a joy to have Donna Stavala, and you and your husband are in ministry. Before we get into what is on our heart, I just want to remind people that your husband received a supernatural healing. I'm sensing there are people that are desperate listening today. That's why I wanted just to bring this up. He was blind in one eye.
That's right.
Just tell us briefly what he suffered with.
Sure. Ron is my husband, Ron Stavala, and 18 years ago, he miraculously has been healed from multiple sclerosis. But before his miraculous healing, he had been suffering with what's called chronic progressive multiple sclerosis, which is the worst form of MS that a person can have. And Ron's legs were just in pain, and the cramping would just ball him up sometimes, like in a fetal position. His crampings felt like his muscles were going to rip apart. And he was blinded in his left eye. And he said it was like if you took a piece of wax paper and you held it over your eye, you could tell something was beyond that wax paper, but you really couldn't see very well. But on November 19th, 18 years ago now, the Lord wonderfully healed Ron. We were in our bedroom at home in Cumberland, and we had just been praising God. We had been seeking God for about 3 months, just
seeking his face.
Seeking him, not asking for things. We, of course, would ask the Lord, please heal Ron, please touch Ron. But seeking his face, reading the Bible, and it just became alive. Just that revelation knowledge just became alive to us. And just praising the Lord. We would praise the Lord and have Christian music on till 11, 12 o'clock in the morning. So on November 19th, Ron was laying in the bed. He couldn't really move. And I was standing at the foot of the bed. And I said to Ron, I said, Ron, do you feel that? And he said, yes, Donna. And I was feeling a wind blowing around our bedroom, and we had the old-fashioned radiators. We didn't have forced air, so it was definitely the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing in. And what Ron was feeling as his legs lay there, cramped up, couldn't move, he was feeling cool waters starting from the bottom of the bed, just working up. And when it got to his mouth, he took a swallow. And he said it felt like the most wonderful ice water that ever went inside of his body. He took one more swallow, and it just shot down his legs. And he said it felt like shells just popped off of his eyes. And he jumped up on the bed. He goes, Donna, I am healed. I'm healed. He's jumping on the bed and off the bed. This is a man who could barely walk. Sometimes he would crawl up the stairs to get into bed at night. And we hooped and hollered up for probably an hour or two. It was. I remember now at 1 o'clock in the morning, our son Jared, he was knocking on the door, and he said, you guys are being awful noisy in here. And it was at that point when Jared went back to bed, we turned the light on. We'd been praising the Lord just in the room with the light out. And with his blinded eye, Ron looked across the room, and he could see a little cologne bottle, and it happened to be New West cologne. He's like, that says New West. And I ran over to my perfume table, and I was holding up different bottles. I said, read this. And he could read them all. And we just, it got us rejoicing more and just praising God all night long. And that's been 18 years ago, and he is still
healed,
praise God. Ron's doing construction, and he's climbing way up high and driving, and God has been so faithful.
Just as the angel said to Mary, for with God Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
That's right.
Nothing. And God has used you all to go and share this testimony. God has used you all to pastor, to preach. But of late, of the last few years, the Lord placed something on your heart so strong, Donna. And it was to reach out and feed the hungry.
That's
and
right.
And we have something right here in the WLIC listening area, WAIJ, and that is a place, a shelter for those that that are homeless.
Wonderful.
Yes. And so you have the Super Bowl
yes.
about that. But you had a scripture that the Lord spoke to you concerning all that.
Yes, it's in Isaiah, in Isaiah 58, starting at verse 10. And it says, feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as day. The Lord will guide you continually, watering your life when you are dry and keeping you healthy too. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring.
Mm. And so there's a promise.
There is a promise, right.
There is a promise. You know, it also says when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. And I know some people that I could lend money to, and I just say, well, I'll never see that again. But if you lend to the Lord, honey, you're going to get it back.
Right. Multiply.
So what are you all doing? I understand you've got restaurants and stores helping you out, churches helping you out. Share a little bit about that.
We started this when Ron was pastoring, and a homeless couple called Ron, and it was in January. Must have been about 6 or 7 years back now. And they called Ron, and they said, can you just give us gas money? We'll stay in our car, keep the motor running all night, and we have a toddler. The mama was pregnant, and Ron said, there is no way I'm letting a pregnant lady and a little toddler stay in a car all night. And it was January, like I said, and there was snow. It's cold up here in Caird County. So anyway, Ron, he put him up in a hotel for a couple nights, and then another church took care of them until their apartment was ready. So it got us wondering what happens to homeless people. So we went down into Cumberland and we met Reverend Dan Taylor, who is the executive director of the Union Rescue Mission in Cumberland. And his folks had started the Union Rescue Mission. It's been in existence 50 years now. And they service five counties. It's Bedford County in Pennsylvania, Hampshire and Mineral County in West Virginia, and Allegheny and Garrett County in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So the folks from all these five areas will come down into Cumberland and seek shelter at the Union Rescue. So the first event that Ron and I came up with, we called it the Pillow Palooza, and it was asking different churches and businesses to donate blankets and bath towels and sheets and things that the folks at the Union Rescue could use. And that first, the first project, we also split it half and half between the YMCA housing and the Union Rescue. And at the end of the Pillow Palooza, I asked Reverend Taylor, I said, what is something that you need?
Mm-hmm.
And food is actually their highest outgoing cost, more than their electric bill, their gas bill, their water bill, which are all at least $1,000 a month. And the electric bill is running around $1,300 a month.
Wow.
And food doubled all that. So anyway, I thought, well, we're going to do something with food. And I said, what else is something that you need at the mission? And they had a griddle that they made the pancakes and the grilled cheese sandwiches and all. Well, after 40 years of service, the girl finally died. So that was a pretty long life of an appliance. So I got on the different radio stations and talked to different churches and businesses. Anybody that would let me speak, I would come speak on the behalf of the mission. And I had a restaurant supply company come in and give us an estimate on that griddle. And with the exhaust hood, and the low end was 7,000, and the Cadillac of griddles was 8,000, and in the end, $12,000 came in.
So you got the Cadillac.
Got the Cadillac, and then we had the money to pay the contractor. So God is the God of more than enough, and He took care of the need. And that first year, as part of the Super Super Bowl. We'd ask different churches and businesses, schools to donate cans that whoever was making soup in the soup kitchen could use these large cans.
Now, we want the big gallon cans those little small cans, that's a lot of opening up.
That's a lot of work opening those teeny little cans. So the restaurant-sized cans are called number 10. In the restaurant world, that's how they term it. The number 10 cans, which are usually about 6 pounds, six and a half pounds. And so what we asked for was things that the soup kitchen at the Union Rescue, they could make soup all year long. So this would be cans of corn, peas, beans, and then dry beans can be purchased, rice, anything they can make soup with. So in Super Bowl One, 4 tons of food got donated from our community.
Praise God.
That was just incredible. Then in Super Bowl Two, 6 tons got donated. And then last year in Super Bowl Three, that was the snowiest January in I don't know how long. So it was down a little bit. It was 5 tons last year. But I'm praying this year the weather will stay cooperative and folks can get out to the store. Walmart has, in LaVale, Maryland, has been so supportive of every event that we've ever put together. And right now, they have set up in the grocery store, when you walk in on the market side.
This is in LaVale, Maryland, at the Country Club Mall.
That's correct. Thank you. When you walk in on the market side, they have a banquet table set up with brown paper bags that are marked $3 bags and $4 bags, and I think some odd cents, like 8 cents or whatever. But folks can come in and purchase a bag, and then on the way out, there's a big box. It's a donation box, and customers can just drop the donated bag there, and then we'll come and pick it up. So last year, Walmart did this, and they made 200 bags, and every bag sold. So the people in our community, I'll tell you, this is just a great place to live. When they know there's a need, they jump on.
Yes. Now, for those who want to sponsor and give towards the Super Bowl, like I said, the drop-off place is Walmart, LaVale, on the market side.
Right.
As you come into the store, is what you're saying?
That's correct.
Will there be a person there, or what would they do?
There is usually a Walmart greeter there, but actually if somebody would just like to purchase and at the cash register and then just drop it off in the big donation bin, that's just perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And then usually Walmart will call us when the bin gets full to come empty
and
it.
Okay.
And if for people that live out of the area that may want to send a contribution to the Union Rescue Mission, the P.O. box is 1614, so 1614, Cumberland, Maryland, United States of America, 21502. And the person that would be the designated person to send to attention would be Reverend Dan Taylor. He's the executive director there. So again, the Union Rescue Mission, P.O. Box 1614, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502.
Now, and they would make their checks payable to the Union Mission.
Union Rescue Mission, that's correct.
Union Rescue Mission.
Right.
Oh, Donna, I believe people will go to Walmart and buy just enough to fill up a bag or two bags or whatever God says. Enjoy yourself. And this is something that people that are on food stamps can even contribute to.
That's true.
You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't have anything I can give. Mm-hmm. You can do something.
Right.
We can all do something.
That's right.
God makes it a way that we all can get in on the blessing.
So true. My friend Lisa and I, we've had this same conversation before, that folks that even in a situation where they themselves, and that's what's been so surprising. One of the schools last, maybe it was 2 years ago now, down in the south end of Cumberland, that those children donated so much. And those children, they understand what it's been like to go hungry. And they gave out of the abundance of their
hearts.
Praise
God. Amen. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.